You're listening to Vet Candy.
Dr. Jessica, the holidays. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I hope you are humming that song now because my brain can't help but fill in with kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. On a serious note, I do believe it is the most wonderful time of the year, but sometimes I find myself struggling to go along with the rest of this song and be of good cheer. Instead of slowing down and enjoying the magic that comes with the season, I find myself going at a pace that isn't sustainable. Then, in the blink of an eye, the holidays are over, and I am left wondering if I was even present for any of it. I somehow chose to focus on the things that didn't really matter and missed out on the ones that did. Can you relate? Maybe it's because you are drowning in your already overflowing to-do list or the mere thought of how much money it's going to take to make the holidays a reality. Or maybe you are approaching the first holiday season without a loved one. Or better yet, the first where you are focused on remaining sober in a sea of festive spirits. Whatever you are facing this holiday season, I got you covered with the Living Well Holiday Special. Inside, you will find everything from healthier recipes to fun gift ideas to insight into being in charge of your finances instead of it being in charge of you. My hope is that this book, along with the featured podcast, will leave you not only excited about the holidays, but prepared to enjoy them as you should. From my family to yours, happy holidays and happy new year. With so much love, Dr. Jessica Turner. Four ways to a healthier holiday, Whitney Holcomb. The holidays are a time for friends and family to come together and celebrate the things they are grateful for. It's also a time for indulging in our favorite gluttonous desserts. Pumpkin pie, anyone? And maybe one too many glasses of wine. Too much food, along with too little time to exercise in between family gatherings and gift shopping, leaves us with a few extra inches around the waistline long after the holidays have passed. It's no wonder gym memberships skyrocket on the first of the year. To avoid this all too familiar cycle, it's best to maintain healthy habits all year round. Read below for four ways to stay healthy during the holidays. 1. Include more healthy dishes. The holidays are the one time of the year we get to have all our favorite foods at the same time. While indulging a little on special occasions is fine, indulging a lot can negatively affect our health and waistlines. Consider switching out some of your usual indulgent holiday dishes with a healthier alternative. Keep some of your favorite dishes on the menu, but add in some lighter dishes to go along with them. For example, eat that generous helping of creamy mashed potatoes, but have some grilled asparagus to go with it. 2, pick and choose your indulgence. It's easy to go overboard during the holiday months when you have multiple holiday parties to attend. You want to take part in the festivities and enjoy yourself, as you should. However, enjoying yourself for 2 months straight quickly adds up on the scale. When considering your holiday party plans, pick and choose at which parties you will indulge. Decide to take it easy at the others and eat a healthy meal before you attend so you won't be so tempted. Additionally, you could choose to indulge only on the holiday itself. 3, get in more steps. Life can be hectic from November through December. There is party planning to do, gifts to buy, and travel arrangements to make. Self-care typically goes on the back burner during these months, including our normal exercise routine. If you can't find time to fit in your usual hardcore cardio session at the gym, go for a walk. Walking is a great form of exercise that burns calories and helps reduce stress. Try to incorporate more walking into your daily routine when you can't make your usual gym sessions. 4, take your vitamins. Colder weather, less sleep, and more stress are all factors that can lead to a weakened immune system. To avoid getting sick during the holidays, bolster your immune system with daily vitamins that strengthen the immune system and help to fight off infections. Vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc are just a few helpful vitamins and minerals that are commonly used to prevent infections. Consider taking a daily multivitamin as well as incorporating more foods that are high in immune-boosting vitamins, like citrus fruits, leafy greens, turmeric, and garlic. Secrets to dealing with holiday stress. Whitney Holcomb. While the holidays can be a time for fun and laughter, they're also the most stressful days out of the year. Party planning, gift shopping, and in-laws are just a few of the reasons you may suffer from a stress-related breakdown during the holiday months. There's a lot to be done to ensure you keep the holiday spirit alive, but it's not worth having a breakdown over. It's important for your health and sanity to step back and find ways to de-stress. Check out the tips below for surviving the holidays without driving yourself nuts. Take time for yourself. You may be busy doing things for other people during these months, but that doesn't mean you should neglect yourself and your needs. Make sure you are taking time out of every day to do things that benefit your health and well-being. Go for your usual gym session or schedule that much-needed massage. Finding the perfect gift for your niece is not worth losing your sanity over or skipping your healthy fitness routines. Let your friends and family know that for at least an hour every day, you will be unreachable. Turn off your cell phone notifications and enjoy your peace and quiet time. Learn to say no. With so much on your plate, it's easy to stretch yourself thin when preparing for the holiday. Learn to say no when others ask favors of you that will add to your stress. If you are a natural people pleaser, this can be tough to do. We want to make our friends and family happy, but we can't be everything for everyone. Decide what is most important for you and your loved ones and focus on getting those tasks done. Yes, you might be a seamstress, but don't feel pressured to say yes to sewing your niece's school play costume when you've got your own matters to tend to. Setting boundaries will reduce the stress you feel from pleasing other people. Forget perfection. You may feel pressure to ensure your family has a perfect holiday season. Finding the perfect gift, making the perfect holiday dinner, and making the house look perfect for the holidays is a lot to live up to. Don't lose sight of what the holidays are truly about, which is spending time with your loved ones. Perfect doesn't exist in the real world, so why should it apply to the holidays? Sometimes good enough will do, especially if it means you get to relax more. So what if the star on your Christmas tree doesn't sit perfectly straight? If it still brings you joy to look at, then that's all that matters. Let go of perfectionism and redirect that energy to enjoying the holiday season with your loved ones.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy. Vet Candy makes learning fun with the most fascinating people on our planet. Our entertaining, continuing education programs are made for your streaming world. Fabulous, fun, and free. Available on demand, anywhere, and anytime. Don't miss out. Subscribe today on iTunes, YouTube, or a platform of your choice. Or visit myvetcandy.com for more information.
Smart money tips for the holidays. Tom Seco and CJ Burnett, Florida Veterinary Advisors. The holidays are a wonderful time of the year. While many of us will use the time to reconnect with family and friends, some of us are just looking forward to having time to relax from the normal day-to-day grind. Holidays are also a time when we like to spend money. In fact, according to Deloitte, the average American household is expected to spend about $1,463 on holiday gifts, goodies, and travel this year. Depending on your viewpoints on money, thinking of spending that much money might make you stressed. When it comes to spending, you want to make smart choices, but knowing where to start can be the hardest part. Here are three helpful tips to make smart money moves this holiday season. 1. Create a holiday budget. Going into the holidays, you need to look at your budget and make a plan on how much you should spend this holiday season. Make a list of holiday gifts, travel expenses, and other costs, and try to figure out how you can maximize your holiday celebration with the least amount of spending. A budget gives you clarity to know what you can spend without dramatically affecting your wallet. 2, pay off your credit card every week. Credit cards can be helpful, especially around the holidays. But if you use them as a bottomless spending account, you are probably going to run into trouble. When the interest rate is high and you are only making the minimum payments, it will take a very long time to pay them off. A simple step that you can take is to use only one credit card and make an effort to pay the balance off every Friday. This way, you can have the convenience of a credit card without paying high interest rates. Knowing that you plan to pay it off each week may also help curb your spending. 3, make smart money goals for 2022. We hear all the time that we should have financial goals. What we really need instead are reasons for planning. It can be very stressful whenever we approach our finances with an empty mind and no true direction. So take some time during the holiday break to dream about what your goals are. Do you want to save for a new car, a down payment on a house, or do you want to pay down your student loans? Make a plan to start 2022 on the right foot to meet that goal. For more great tips, subscribe to our podcast, Smarter Vet Financial Podcast. My favorite books, Dr. Jessica Turner. One of my favorite things about the holidays is finding some time for some me time. Those that know me well know that I am obsessed with reading a good book. So most of that me time ends up being book time, albeit I may end up multitasking with a bubble bath and a great read. Being an obsessive reader, I love to share my favorite reads with others. And here's a list of some really great books you should consider reading yourself or gifting to your friends. Inspirational books. Try Softer, a fresh approach to move us out of anxiety, stress, and survival mode and into a life of connection and joy by Aoundi Kolber. This book has been a game changer for me. For anyone that struggles with anxiety or any mental obstacle, this book will help you better understand why you think and act the way you do, allowing you to make adjustments leading to a healthier and happier you. So good. A Million Miles in a Thousand Years, How I Learned to Live a Better Story by Donald Miller. I love Donald Miller and his method of storytelling. His ability to make you look at life at a slightly different angle through his own personal journey is captivating. I promise you will be ready to go do the thing that you have always wanted to do after reading this book. Is Everyone Hanging Out Without Me? By Mindy Kaling. If you need an easy, fun read, this is a great option. Most know Mindy Kaling from her role on The Office, but that is just the tip of the iceberg of what makes her so special. In her debut book, you can expect to find that same comedic relief along with a glimpse of her journey to fame. Because of Bethlehem by Max Lucado. I can't have a holiday book list without mentioning a Christmas book. If you are looking to dive deeper into the meaning of Christmas, I highly recommend this book. Max Lucado has such a way with words, you really can't go wrong with any of his work. But Because of Bethlehem will leave you filled with Christmas wonder, just like when you were a little child. 5 Dates by Mike Foster. This is a book bundle meant to be used as a couple to help you grow closer together. The reason I love it so much is because it breaks down the barriers with communication that are often part of a relationship, whether you recognize it or not. In the end, you will have a better understanding of your significant other as well as yourself. and a stronger connection altogether. Plus, it's a fun excuse to have a date night. Fun and gag gift books. Therapets by Kate Allen. This deck of 50 cute animal doodles delivers positive affirmations, offering you a daily moment of joy to escape from the problems so many of us face in this hectic modern world. How to Land on Your Feet, Lessons from My Cat by Jamie Shelmer. Inside this fun book, you will find 100 sage lessons from furry felines, such as be pleased with your achievements, however small, and the best solution to a problem is a nap. Live better. Live like your cat. I Could Pee on This and Other Poems by My Cat by Francesco Marciuliano. Animal lovers will laugh out loud at the quirkiness of their feline friends with these insightful and curious poems from the singular minds of funny cats. One can never have enough feline-inspired books, especially if you are a crazy cat lady like me. Vet School Survival Guide, Notes from a Back Row Student by Dean W. Scott, DVM. A throwback from when I was in veterinary school over 10 years ago. While some details may be outdated, I promise you will appreciate the inside jokes that only fellow veterinarians can come up with. Do you have some great books you would like to share? Let us know by tagging at MyVetCandy to be featured. How to Celebrate the Holidays When You Are Far From Family, Whitney Holcomb. COVID made holidays a lot harder to see our friends and family last year. While many COVID restrictions have been lifted since then, some families are remaining cautious. This may mean you won't be traveling to your aunt's house for the huge family get-together like you normally would. For those of you who live alone, spending the holidays by yourself might sound lonely. Many people struggle with loneliness and depression during the holiday months. COVID made those statistics even greater. However, spending the holidays on your own doesn't have to be so bad. Read below for a few tips on how to celebrate the holidays away from your loved ones. Continue holiday traditions. Just because you'll be ringing in the new year all on your lonesome doesn't mean you shouldn't celebrate the holidays like you normally would. In fact, why not go all out this year? Go wild on holiday decorations until it looks like a Martha Stewart catalog threw up in your house or apartment. Bake gingerbread cookies and eat them all by yourself. Yum. Binge watch all your favorite Christmas movies while sipping eggnog in your pajamas. The holidays are a magical time of the year. Make the most of them while you can, even when you've got no one to celebrate them with. Make greeting cards. We all wish we were the kind of person who remembered to send holiday greeting cards every year, but somehow we just never seem to get around to it. If you're spending the holidays away from family this year, you'll have more time on your hands. Make this the year that you get your address book out and send a thoughtful holiday greeting to all your friends and family. You likely won't be the only one spending the holidays away from home. A greeting card will mean even more to someone who is also missing their friends and family. If you want to go the extra mile, buy a tripod and snap a picture of you wearing your ugliest Christmas sweater. Stick it in with your greeting card to ensure you bring a smile to your loved ones' faces. Host a virtual party. Nowadays, we don't have to hop on a plane to see our loved ones who live on the other side of the country. Thanks to technology, we can see our loved ones' faces on our phones and computer screens. Zoom meetings rose in popularity during lockdowns for giving people the opportunity to meet up virtually. Families can take advantage of the platform to have a virtual meetup with multiple people at the same time. Plan a date that works for you all and prepare as you would for a normal party. Pick out a festive holiday outfit and break out the champagne as you joke and share stories with your family members from the comfort of your couch. It's the next best thing to seeing your family in person and makes spending the holidays alone a little more bearable.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
Vet Candy IRL is an exciting podcast from the hearts, minds, and mouths of Shannon Gregoire, Tatiana Rogers, and Lexi Rodriguez. The show celebrates inspirational role models and focuses on empowerment and equality. Check it out on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and more.
Why you need to rethink your holiday drinking plans. Whitney Holcomb. For many of us, a delicious glass of wine at the end of the day is the perfect way to de-stress. As women, our days are busy spent child-rearing, making meals, and cleaning all before we hit our 10 a.m. deadline at work. The complications of balancing home and work life is a constant reality for a lot of women these days. Throw in a pandemic, and it's easy to see why the number of women who drink rose nearly 16% in recent years. Women like to drink, and some women like to drink a lot. Unfortunately, alcohol has some serious health consequences, especially for women. Women are more susceptible to the effects of alcohol due to our generally smaller size, less amount of fluid in our bodies, and our lower levels of the enzyme that breaks down alcohol in our livers. Excessive alcohol use can lead to a myriad of health issues, including heart disease, cancer, and liver disease. Alcohol is typically in everlasting supply during the holidays, making it very tempting to imbibe. But if you think you may have an alcohol problem, you might want to rethink that spiked eggnog. Should I cut back on alcohol? We tend to think of people with alcohol problems as spiking their orange juice in the morning or blacking out after a night at the bar. While these people certainly do have an alcohol problem, there are varying levels of alcohol dependency. Having a glass or two of wine every night at dinner might not seem all that harmful, but that one or two glasses can quickly become three, maybe even four. Heavy drinking for women is considered eight or more drinks per week. Only we can be truly honest with ourselves when it comes to our behavior towards alcohol. If you think you might have a problem with drinking, then you probably do. Fortunately, cutting back on alcohol has almost immediate positive effects on our health and well-being. Some of those effects include better sleep, more energy, weight loss, less anxiety, better mood, stronger immune system. Surviving the holidays alcohol-free. If you're thinking of cutting back on alcohol during the holidays, you might be faced with opposition. There is a phenomenon that occurs when people start drinking where drunk individuals insist anyone sober must join in. Peer pressure can be tough to handle, especially during the holidays. You might find it easier if you don't announce to your friends and family that you're trying to cut back. They may just push you harder. Instead, don't draw attention to the fact that you're not drinking. Quietly order a non-alcoholic drink from the bar that looks like alcohol, club soda with lime, for example. Or tell your friends you're not drinking because you're on medication. Show up to your holiday parties just long enough to say hi, then dip out before it gets too tempting to have just one drink. Cutting back on alcohol will have only positive benefits on your health and well-being. You don't have to give it up forever, but taking some time off won't hurt. Great alternatives to alcoholic drinks. Dr. Jessica Turner. Going alcohol-free is a healthier way to get through the holidays. But whatever your reason for cutting out alcohol, sometimes the hardest part is finding alternatives that satisfy your tastes. Looking for delicious non-alcoholic drinks and mocktails? Here's a great list for you. Holiday Special, non-alcoholic spirits and/or brews. Favorite spirits, Ritual. I can't tell you how impressed I am with this line of non-alcoholic spirits. I have both the tequila and rum alternatives, and they taste so closely to the real deal, it's mind-blowing. Add some OJ to the tequila for a quick brunch cocktail, or top your favorite soda with the spiced rum for an Old Faithful. Seedlip. Grow 42 is a zesty citrus blend made using three types of Mediterranean orange, ginger, lemongrass, and lemon peel. Perfectly paired with any mule mix for a quick and easy cocktail that is as sophisticated as they come. While I haven't tried any of the others, I am adding the Spice 94 to my cart now. Favorite brews. I will admit that I am a beer lover, so I have gone through quite a few non-alcoholic options in an attempt to find a good alternative. What I've found is the darker you go, the harder it is to achieve the true flavors of a good brew. For that reason, I stick to the lighter options, with my favorites being Coors Edge and Busch NA. Favorite wine. When asked what line of non-alcoholic wines people preferred, free wine was the one that came up the most, with a line including all of your favorite bubblies as well as classic whites and reds. You are bound to find something for your taste buds. Festive mocktail, Christmas punch, 2 cups of cranberry juice, 2 cups of orange juice, 1 cup of pineapple juice, and 1 cup of ginger ale. Top with sliced oranges and cranberries for a festive touch. 3 holiday foods that are actually good for you. Whitney Holcomb. When the holidays roll around, most of us accept the fact that we will have to leave the top button of our pants undone. Thanksgiving and Christmas are two of the biggest days of the year for overeating in America. It's estimated that the average Thanksgiving meal tops off at around nearly 4,500 calories. Christmas dinner is not much better. And don't forget about the multiple holiday parties in between. Holiday foods are not known to be particularly low calorie or healthy. However, you may be surprised to hear that some of your favorite holiday treats aren't so bad. Below are 3 holiday foods that are actually good for you. If you're trying to reduce your guilt this holiday season, stick to some of these holiday favorites. Pumpkin pie. You'll likely only eat pumpkin in the form of pie every year around the holidays, but pumpkin itself is a popular dish worldwide. Pumpkin is a winter squash that is technically classified as a fruit, though many people mistake it for a vegetable. The bright orange gourds are full of vitamins and minerals and low in calories when eaten by itself. Pumpkins are used in both savory and sweet dishes, but the favorite way to eat it tends to be pumpkin pie. One slice of pumpkin pie contains around 323 calories, along with fair amounts of vitamin A, potassium, magnesium, and calcium. While it does have quite a lot of sugar, that can easily be managed by reducing the amount of sugar your pumpkin pie recipe calls for, or not. We must get some enjoyment out of life, right? Potatoes. The potato has provided humans with sustenance for hundreds of years now. They are cheap to get and are super versatile when it comes to making meals out of them. They are most commonly consumed during the holidays in their mashed form, loaded with salt and butter. While the salt and butter doesn't do wonders for your health, potatoes themselves pack a lot of nutrients. Potatoes are decent in calories. One medium potato has just 161 calories and provide tons of fiber, potassium, vitamin C, magnesium, and iron. What's even better is that they taste awesome almost any way you cook them. If you're trying to go lighter this holiday season, cut back on the butter, cream, and salt. Try mixing your mashed potatoes with alternatives like Greek yogurt or butter substitutes. You can also opt to roast them instead with just a tad of oil and salt. Yum! Turkey. Turkey is a lean protein that is one of the healthiest options you can go for at a holiday dinner. It only contains 169 calories per 3.5-ounce serving with the skin. The protein in turkey will keep you full longer, meaning you're less likely to go for seconds of pecan pie. Plus, it has a lot of essential vitamins and minerals like B12, niacin, and zinc. Turkeys are a centerpiece for most holiday dinners, so make sure you eat up. Just be careful with the gravy sauce, as that can add on a lot of extra calories and fat. Otherwise, don't be afraid to go for seconds, thirds, or even fourths of this protein and vitamin-rich holiday favorite. How to fit in me time during the holidays. A.M. Kuska. It's time for your daily meditation practice. You sit on your yoga mat on the floor, cross your legs, and take a long, slow breath, only to have the wind knocked out of you by an enthusiastic 5-year-old who sees this as an invitation to work on her holiday list. You recover from the unexpected blow and send the child on his or her way, only to have your spouse wander in wanting to know what's for dinner. If you're struggling to get some personal time during the holidays, you're not alone. If you desperately need a break, here are a few thoughts on what you can do. Relax on the screen time rules. If you really need a break, put on Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or let them play a game. Go to the other side of the house and breathe for a minute. You'll be a better parent for the rest of the time, and the kids won't be permanently scarred by a little extra screen time. Communicate with each other. It's not always kids that are the problem. If you have roommates or an overly needy spouse, talk with them about needing more space. They may be feeling the same way, and you can arrange for trading out personal time. Me time can be a little bit hard to come by, but it's worth maintaining for the sake of your family. Neglecting yourself will harm others as well, so take your self-care seriously. Why your messily wrapped gift is a good thing. The pressure to find gifts for loved ones, coworkers, and other acquaintances will mount for many people as the holidays approach, and these purchases can add up quickly. Last year, U.S. adults projected that they would spend an average of $885 on gifts, according to a Gallup survey. While finding the perfect gift for someone is a worthy endeavor, researchers recently discovered an often overlooked factor that can influence whether a recipient will be pleased with a present: how the gift is wrapped. The study abstract is available online in the Journal of Consumer Psychology. The investigators were interested in exploring the validity of the common assumption that recipients prefer gifts that are neatly wrapped. They hypothesized that the opposite may in fact be true. When we receive a gift from a friend, we use the wrapping as a cue about the gift inside and form expectations, says Jessica Rixom, an assistant professor of marketing at the University of Nevada, Reno. If it's wrapped neatly, we set high expectations, and it's hard for the gift to live up to those expectations. Rixom and her colleagues tested this hypothesis by asking study participants to unwrap a gift that was either neatly or sloppily wrapped. Inside, they found either an official Miami Heat or Orlando Magic mug. For this study, the researchers selected participants who were specifically Miami Heat fans, but not Orlando Magic fans. So the Heat mug would be the preferred gift. After unwrapping it, the participants rated how much they liked the gift by answering 5 questions. The results showed that recipients had more favorable attitudes toward the sloppily wrapped gifts, regardless of whether the mug represented their preferred basketball team. To test whether expectations were in fact influencing recipients' attitudes toward a gift, the researchers conducted another experiment in which participants saw images of either a neatly or sloppily wrapped gift. They indicated their expectations for the gift and then saw what was inside: a pair of JVC earbuds. They then rated whether the gift matched their expectations. The results show that the expectations were significantly higher for the neatly wrapped gifts than the poorly wrapped gifts, but the attitudes toward the gifts after opening them were lower for the neatly wrapped gifts. Although gifts wrapped with imperfect paper creases and lopsided bows may be beneficial for gifts exchanged between friends, researchers discovered that this was not the case between acquaintances. A third experiment showed that when relationships are less established, acquaintances rather than friends, the gift recipients use the neatness of the wrapping paper as a cue to sense the gift giver's value of the relationship. Gifts that are nicely wrapped suggest that the gift giver views the relationship as important. This positivity increases the chances that the recipient will like the gift. These findings could be useful when gift givers are deciding how much time to invest in wrapping a present or whether to pay for wrapping services at a store or mall. If someone is questioning whether a gift is desirable for a friend and they try to make it more appealing by wrapping it well, this strategy may backfire in the end, says Rixom. On the other hand, it may be wise to go the extra mile with wrapping when giving a gift to an acquaintance.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
Hey, this is Dr. Quincy Hawley, and I'm here to tell you about a new show. It's Vet Candy Rounds with the Hawleys. That's right, Dr. Tierra, the love of my life, and I have teamed up to bring you the most fascinating cases in the world. Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, or a podcast platform of your choice, only on Vet Candy Radio.
Give the gift of wellness to yourself. Whitney Holcomb. The greatest gift you will ever receive is the gift of health. Without a healthy body, we cannot fully enjoy the many wonderful aspects of life most people take for granted. Unfortunately, many of us let our health and well-being fall to the wayside during the holiday season. We get caught up in busy holiday activities and maybe indulge in one too many glasses of eggnog. If the holiday months ever leave you feeling drained or possibly with a case of the sniffles, then you should set an intention this season to focus on your own well-being. Sleepy time. Lack of sleep can lead to increased anxiety and a weakened immune system. Your body needs sleep to function properly. If you have trouble getting a full 8 hours each night, try making your sleep environment more conducive to rest. Make your room as dark as possible. Limit noise distractions. Try earplugs if this isn't possible. And make sure your room temperature is comfortable. If you have an overactive mind that makes sleep difficult, consider listening to a guided meditation while you fall asleep. There are plenty of free guided meditations for sleep available on both YouTube and Spotify. Let the sun shine in. Vitamin D is an essential vitamin we need to survive. Our bodies don't make vitamin D naturally, meaning we must get it from outside sources. Our biggest source of vitamin D comes from sunlight we absorb into our skin. Lack of vitamin D has been linked to depression and other mood disorders, as well as a weakened immune system. While getting your daily dose of sunshine might be difficult in the winter if you live in northern climates, do your best to get outside when you can. Say no to alcohol. A glass of wine may sound like just the thing you need to relax and unwind after a long day of gift shopping. However, while a glass of wine may seem like it's helping reduce your stress, alcohol can actually increase your anxiety. Alcohol changes the levels of serotonin in your brain, which is responsible for making you feel good. On top of that, too much alcohol leads to dehydration and a general feeling of being unwell, neither of which puts you in a good mood for slaving away in the kitchen all day preparing a holiday meal. To avoid the ill effects of alcohol, it's best not to consume any at all. Enjoy the moment. Take time out of your day to do something that you enjoy, whether that's watching an episode of your favorite Netflix show or going out to brunch with your friends. Fun is essential to your well-being. The holidays may make you feel like you're on a tight schedule to get everything done in time. But if you don't make time for a little R&R, you'll burn out quickly. Do yourself a favor and try to have a little more fun this holiday season. Best holiday gifts for friends and coworkers. Whitney Holcomb. Deciding on what to get your friends and coworkers for the holiday isn't always easy. You want to get them something they'll enjoy, but also find useful. Ideally, that something won't break the bank, yet won't make you look cheap either. If you're having trouble checking off everyone on your holiday shopping list this season, we've got some suggestions below to help you out. As with any gift, it's the thought that ultimately counts. However, hopefully your friends and coworkers will enjoy these gifts just as much as we think they will. Plus, all of them can be purchased online, which makes gift shopping way easier. So sit back, relax, and get your credit card ready because you're about to get all of your holiday shopping done right now. Wearable blanket. Who doesn't love wrapping up with a cozy blanket and lounging on the couch all day? With the comfy original wearable blanket, your friends or coworkers can lounge in style. Half sweatshirt, half blanket, your friends and coworkers will enjoy this cozy gift that will keep them warm all winter. Portable espresso machine. For coffee lovers, the mini portable espresso machine from Wakako is perfect for brewing up rich-tasting espresso on the go. Perfect for camping trips or even at the office. The easy-to-use coffee machine makes getting a caffeine high quick and convenient. Neck massager. Everyone appreciates a nice neck massage. With the heated electric neck massager from Mikulshul, your friends and coworkers can relax at the end of the day with a little self-care. It's great for use at home or even in the office, sitting in their desk chair. Shower bombs. In keeping with the self-care theme, these luxury shower bomb soaps from Canduna are perfect for friends and coworkers who like a little home spa treatment. Made from natural ingredients and essential oils, shower bombs make for a fun way to reduce stress and get clean at the same time. Bluetooth speaker with mood lighting. Portable Bluetooth speakers are always convenient to have around. This Bluetooth speaker from Galstep doubles as an alarm clock and nightlight that changes color. Cool new gadgets always make fun gifts when you're struggling to find the perfect gift for friends or coworkers. Giftable candles. Candles make great gifts for anyone who enjoys a relaxing evening at home with a lovely scented candle flickering on the coffee table. This giftable scented candle from Miami Home smells like delicious lavender vanilla and is decorated with its own inspirational message. Mindfulness prompt cards. Most of us could benefit from slowing down and bringing more awareness to our daily tasks. These mindfulness prompt cards are an assortment of suggestions for how to be more mindful. Your friends and coworkers can pick a card every day for a new tip on how to be more mindful and bring more Zen into their lives. How to handle visits with the relatives. Whitney Holcomb. It's that time of year again. Time for brisk mornings, cozy nights, and your favorite Christmas movies on replay. The holidays are here, and with them, more time to relax with our loved ones. Family is important, especially during the holidays. But what about family members that you, can't stand? Unfortunately, we can't choose our family. Sometimes we are forced to deal with people we don't get along with simply because we share familial ties. This can cause added stress to the holidays that we have no choice but to deal with. Thankfully, we've got a few tips for handling your awful in-laws or annoying cousins. Plan to have a good time. We can't control what other people say or do. What we can do is control how we react to what those people say or do. Set your intention for the holidays to enjoy yourself no matter what your crazy uncle says or does at the dinner party. It's not realistic to expect him to behave. Not if he has upset you nearly every year prior. Accept that your relatives will always be who they are, and no matter how upset they make you, they won't change. Instead, shrug off their bad behavior and go back to sipping eggnog next to the family dog. Who cares if your sister and her on-again, off-again husband are going at it again? Your only concern should be whether or not to have a third piece of pumpkin pie. Yum. Avoid touchy subjects. families don't agree on everything, which is fine until they're all in the room together at the same time. To avoid any potential blowouts, try to avoid bringing up subjects you know will set someone off. Commenting on politics, religious beliefs, or child rearing are generally touchy topics for most people. Do your best to steer the conversation away from any potential subject that might get someone riled up. Quickly change the conversation if one does somehow get brought up, or simply announce to your family that you don't want to talk about it. Let your family know that you want everyone to enjoy themselves, not bicker. The arguing can be saved for another time, not during the holidays. Stay busy. It's hard to get into arguments when you're too busy to start one. If you're really having a hard time being around your relatives this time of year, stay busy outside the house. Offer to do the grocery or last-minute gift shopping runs. Do some work around the house or take the dog for a walk more often. Do your best to stay occupied so you have less chance to run into a disagreement with your cousin from Wichita who always finds a way to throw a demeaning comment your way. If you run out of chores to do, keep everyone else busy by suggesting a group activity. Put on a movie or start playing a group game you can all do together. Keeping them occupied will benefit them as much as it will benefit you. If they're busy playing charades, they'll be too busy to get under your skin. Make life goals, not resolutions, this New Year's. A.M. Kuska. Most of us are familiar with goal setting. We vow to lose weight or get a new raise at work. Many times, however, we are so busy chasing these smaller goals that we fail to look at the big picture. Life goals are the big goals in life. The goals that define who we want to be as people and what we want out of our lives. Big goals might be traveling the world, founding a charity that empowers women, or maybe earning a gold medal in the Olympics. They define the things you really want out of life. It could be as simple as raising a family on an urban homestead, or as complex as becoming the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Few people formally put their life goals in writing because after a busy day of just surviving, kicking back on the couch is just so much more appealing. Life goals are important, though, because they can give the life you have, yes, even those moments when you're just vegging on the couch, more purpose. If you're ready to set some goals, here are a few tips on getting started. Think about what's most important to you. List out on paper all of the things in life that are important to you, the things that you dream of doing, as well as the things that you just enjoy. Once you've listed everything you can think of, start narrowing it down until all you have left are dreams you can't live without. When you've narrowed it down to just those dreams, you've got your life goals. Overcoming obstacles in your way. You can do anything you set your mind to. Is a common phrase used to encourage children, but when faced with the sheer impossibility of some tasks, that seems like a particularly hard thing to do. Many of us struggle to quit just one bad habit alone, such as smoking, let alone having the drive to run hard enough to compete in a marathon. If you have big obstacles in your path, such as being too poor to travel or wanting to go carbon-free in the middle of a city, it can seem like there's no way to reach your goal. The good news is, with luck, you will have a full lifetime in which to reach your goals. The trick is to break the goal down into manageable pieces so you can move closer to your goal little by little. No one woke up one day and went from the couch to Iron Man in a single day. If you want to run a marathon, a step in the right direction is as simple as putting on your sneakers and going for a walk. Having life goals can change who you are as a person. When you know more about what you want out of your life, it helps you make small shifts in what you do each day so you can get closer to that goal one step at a time.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
If you are like me, you want to improve your skills, And that means improving your clinical confidence. That's why Vet Candy created a master course in respiratory disease. The master course is taught by a board-certified criticalist and delivers a thorough evaluation of the science and clinical practice skills needed to master respiratory disease from diagnosis and management to client counseling. Plus, when you complete the course, you earn a certificate of completion as a certified respiratory educator and exclusive tools to celebrate, recognize, and share your accomplishment. And what's even more exciting? The course is free and provides RACE and New York State approved continuing education credits. This master course is brought to you by Trudell Animal Health, the makers of the AeroCat Chamber. You can start helping your patients breathe better by taking it for free today at myvetcandy.com/respiratory.
Thank you for listening to Living Well with Dr. Jessica. To stay up to date on everything VetMed, follow us at MyVetCandy.
It's VetCandy.
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 It's VetCandy Radio.